So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say.
And then they immediately try to murder him, and he immediately frees all the children slaves.
Pretty much.
And stops an evil.
Well, what are they going to do? Spend the night in the Temple of Doom? They're trying to murder him.
Yeah, did they ever say he was in the Temple of Doom?
I think maybe
This is our last crusade.
Three, two, one.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 80 of the Octavarius Podcast.
Feeling gravy.
What's wrong with gravy?
Feeling gravy.
It's the delicious topping on your dry meat.
I just don't want to feel gravy.
Maybe it just means you're like feeling smooth.
Like gravy?
Gravy's savory, often lumpy.
My grandma's gravy is awesome. I'm
here
just
we
saying.
Go. Here we go.
No, another gravy brand. Without any further ado, let's kick it off at the far end of the room and sound off.
This is Nick.
This is Castelby.
This is Scott.
This is Cloud.
This is Brian.
This is Lauren.
This is Tense.
This is Keith.
This is Mark.
This is LP.
Great, and it looks like we're just about all ready. Oh, this is the part where I forget the mailbag. I forgot that mailbag.
You remembered to forget it?
Yeah.
So that was good.
I hope someone remembered to remember it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mark saves the day. This is the part where Mark saves the day.
Okay.
Oh, that's why that was out.
Yeah, I was wondering that too, Tim.
Well, it was out because I was going to eat this mail.
Oh.
But then I ran out of time, so then I just used this mail.
It doesn't take that long to cook ramen.
It's Sapporo Ichiban.
I've never
Thank
seen
you.
That.
Anyway, what's the mail say, Mark?
This mail comes to us from... Oh, weird. It's only one name. It comes to us from Oprah.
Wow.
I wonder if it's an Oprah or the Oprah.
Yeah, I feel like
a real ballsy other Oprah.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was the Oprah, she would use better stationery.
I think she was busy. You know, she just wrote it on whatever she
Maybe
had.
It's one of her favorite things.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Funny.
This is an... says, Dear Octavarius, I am having a total aha moment right now. Oh my god. I love your guys' show so much, and especially your live podcast.
Thanks, Oprah.
All right.
I think it's so cool that you can just sit around and talk and have honest realizations and be thankful for things, and all the things that I also like doing. In fact, this podcast sort of a lot like my show, former show. And now that I've gone on to do other things Now that I've gone on to do other things in my life, I was wondering what you guys think about me and things like me. Also, I'm having a great hair day. What is up with that?
Oprah, the reason why you're probably having a great hair day is because it's usually low humidity when you have a great hair day. You're in Chicago right now. It's high humidity and... I have to say, honestly, I'm probably not having the best of hair days.
I actually like my hair when it's high humidity. I don't like to comb it.
Gets the curls going.
Gets the curls going, and it looks kind of messy. I love winter hair. Ugh, don't get me started on it. I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Man.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm so glad that Oprah wrote in because I'm taking over for her this Sunday at Comedy Sports at 7.
Big shoes to fill.
That's okay. I've already done it. I'm ready. I'm ready for that.
Cool.
I'm set. I have her staff, and so it'll be great. I have her stage manager, Ricky, so it'll be great.
Nice.
Ricky's actually producing the podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty rad. But did you... I've had to study a lot to prepare for this whole show and taking over for Oprah. Have you guys something
real quick, Brian?
Yeah.
This whole time since you've been talking, Makula has had two fries that are simulating like teeth, and he's been trying to bite me for the entire. So I've missed all of what you were saying because here on the plaid couch, I'm
none of this information
idiots.
Is stuff that you don't know. You already know.
I'm just saying this is what's happening.
Scotty D, can you tweet that photo?
You got it.
Because I noticed like I was this thing that only me and Scott were witnessing, and I was like, is no one else seeing that he's doing this?
Well, I'm glad the audience, the listeners, are going to be able to.
Yeah, Makula's got some fries. So what I'm sorry, go ahead.
I guess what I was wondering is, since I've had to study so much for Oprah and things like that, because I watched Oprah every once in a while. I was home during the day sometimes over the past 20-some-odd years. Have you guys watched Oprah? What did you see? What was that like?
I've actually never seen a full Oprah episode.
What? Never, ever?
Right here, Mark. Boom, boom.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
my friend was on it one time.
Your Me friend too. Was on Oprah. What happened
on Oprah?
He broke
down crying. I won't say his name.
Yeah.
Wait, who was it though?
I don't want to say his name. No, he was like my best friend.
Whose name aren't you saying? It's someone you actually like.
Someone okay. Actually, yeah, like we're like good friends, like in fourth or fifth grade.
It was you, LP.
And they had a it was a subject. His parents had divorced, so they brought in like kids that had like divorced parents.
Uh huh.
And I guess like Oprah asked some question that just triggered my friend just to break down crying.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, though,
so you guys who haven't seen Oprah, are you aware? You know
aware
that
Oprah
a lot of
exists,
people cry on Oprah.
That, yeah, I know that. I know like the tropes of Oprah.
Yeah,
I know like what it's about.
Good use of the word tropes, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I know. I know the deal. It's like a very personal interview style she has.
She asks questions. That, like, one thing that's so cool about Oprah is that Oprah usually asks questions that we at home are really wondering but are afraid to ask about all sorts of topics. She's very open to just learning whatever, and sometimes it gets really serious, and sometimes it gets a little gross. You know, she'll talk to doctors, and we'll talk about poop. She'll talk about your privates, she'll talk about sexual abuse, and in this case, she asked a very personal question about divorce.
And he just started crying. I mean, the unfortunate thing was that word got out to Plum Grove Junior High, or no, Hunting Ridge, where
that he cried on Oprah?
He was in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Well, then that's okay.
Dude, everybody fucking cries on Oprah.
True, but I mean, you gotta think about, like, fourth grade politics.
People gave him shit for crying on Oprah?
They're like, you're on national, you think you're all, like, thought he was, like, a TV, like, they're like, oh, you think you're a TV star? Oh, you cried.
Because his parents got divorced? What dicks?
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
Kids what terrible
are
terrible kids.
Ruthless.
Do you still talk to this guy?
You know, I ran into him about a year ago, actually, in Walgreens.
Well, you should find him on Facebook. Tell
him
what's
up. I
have
a Facebook friend.
Tell him, hey.
I said hi. Octavarius says hello.
Yeah. Man, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So did he tell you about what that experience was like going on Oprah?
Well, he said, I mean,
because most people go in the audience of Oprah, but very few people are actually interviewed by Oprah.
I mean, he said, I think it might be different because he was a kid, but he was like, he didn't realize he was even going on like a huge TV show because they were just really like, make sure that all the kids are really comfortable. They were like, hey, they had like a special green room for like if children were on, where they had like toys and like Legos and just pretty much anything they could do just to relax the children. They always made sure they were taken care of. And then he just didn't, it's almost like you don't even realize you're on a talk show.
Because Oprah's right here in Chicago. She's just west of the Loop. It's really easy to get to the studio. And
still?
Well, the studio's still there. Oprah's gone. I mean, Oprah lives here in Chicago, but
still.
Yeah.
She lives like eight places.
Yeah. She spends most of her time here.
She lives everywhere. She's omnipresent.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, she spends most of her time here in Chicago. But she does go elsewhere.
Doesn't she? She controls the weather.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that something I heard?
Harpo
about?
Studios does. She oversees Harpo Studios.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you: Have you guys been by Harpo Studios?
No.
It's not humongous. It's about what would you say, like four stories tall?
That, you wouldn't even, if you were just walking in that area, you would just think it was just
a
random building.
You do see a giant O on it.
Yeah,
but that's
always been there.
You know, since she's had a show in Chicago, that has been her studio.
And she started in the 80s?
Yes. She started in 1980... I want to say it was 84.
So she
wasn't...
Someone
might be able to look that up with the internet power.
God.
I think she started in 84, but it was in a much smaller studio. Mm-hmm. And then they gave her... And then she eventually got enough money to get Harpo. Because the show used to be a daily show. It was like 5 days a week.
I thought it's not that anymore?
It's not like that anymore. So well, syndicated. Now that the show is over.
Yeah.
The show started out as a daily show.
Well, just like, you know... Was it Donahue, Sally Jesse? Like those, that was her competition, right?
Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah.
And all those shows are daily shows.
They were daily shows, but then what Oprah started to do as she got later on in her years and firmly established, you know, what she was doing, she got out of that daily, because she was doing the daily talk stuff, like you'd see on Donahue and Sally Jesse.
Or more importantly, Maury.
Yeah, or Maury.
About later.
But then she kind of, like, starting in the late 80s, early 90s, she started to evolve and deal with a lot deeper issues that weren't going on other talk shows. And then her budget started to get upped, you know?
Would you say, like, that's what separated her from the other talk shows? That she attack these, like, hardening issues?
She was dealing with issues
that... Did her race come into play? She was also a black woman.
Yeah, she dealt with a lot of things that were issues that needed to be dealt with, especially sexual abuse. She was abused as a kid.
She was?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And God, one of the most powerful Oprahs I ever saw was... it was later on. It was, like, early 2000s-y's. She has certain things that she hammers home, and one of them is just, you know, how prevalent sexual abuse is, and that it's not just to one type of person. It's not just girls, it's not just boys, it's not just black kids, it's not just white kids, it's everybody. And there are so many people that have this, and they feel so alone. And she is one of those people. And Tyler Perry even came out on her show saying that he was abused as a child.
Tyler Perry?
Was he in costume when he did
this? He was not in costume. Yeah, yeah, he was not in costume. But you know...
Oh, my!
Lord!
But in those difficult things, she also deals with a lot of things that we deal with, that everyone deals with in daily life, like your poop. And what your poop should be looking like. Yeah. She has that guy Dr. Oz all the time.
Dr. Phil started.
Dr. Phil is not a medical doctor. That's a different thing.
He's a cool doctor.
Dr. Mehmet Oz talks about all sorts of health, usually female health issues, but your diet can transfer over to a guy, too. And there's a very famous thing about how Dr. Oz went on Oprah and told every woman that your poo should be S-shaped. What? If your poo comes out and it's in an S-shaped poo, you have a good you have good poo. It should have some solidity to it. It should have some consistency to it, but you don't want that liquid, and you also don't want to be shitting rocks.
Nick, why are you pointing at Scott?
Nick's pointing at me. All right, let's just get this out of
the way. didn't we talk about this in the bathroom podcast?
Possibly.
Or were we too classy to talk about
it? No, that was almost a year ago, though.
Yeah, I once pooped a capital F. I mean, it's out. I said it. Yeah,
I think you did say that before.
Yeah.
That's an unhealthy poop right there.
It was weird. And he made sure to take documentation.
Oh, yeah.
Which we all got at like 2 in the morning.
But you know what? Like, Oprah talks about these things, and she brings these things out on national free television for anybody that's watching. And the thing that stuck out to me of the serious issues, and this is probably the last serious thing I really want to talk about Oprah, is... she talked about hitting your kids, and
that it's good.
And throughout her,
why is McCullough now pointing at Keith?
Keith beats children.
She talked about, it's just a thing that she's had throughout, you know, her 20 some odd years on television. And one woman wrote into Oprah, and then eventually appeared on the show. And she said she watched Oprah, and it wasn't the first time that she heard it from Oprah.
It wasn't the second time she heard it from Oprah. It was the third time, years down the line, and she said the thing that stuck out to her was Oprah was always consistent in and she always had really sound, common sense arguments for why not to hit your kids. And that made her realize that
I can't come up with a good argument. That's where Oprah fills the void I can't fill.
Yeah, like she,
I just
she
can't
goes,
convince you.
Well,
not
she has
to.
A whole staff. She has a whole staff to figure out these things for us.
Does she herself have children?
She does not.
No. Oprah does.
Here's what
she
I
has
want
no
to talk
heir
about, Brian,
yeah. to the Oprah.
I
want to
franchise. Talk about Stedman. Yeah, has she ever talked about like her not being married? Her, she's not married to him, right? That's just her boyfriend.
Yeah, she talks about it a little.
That's
bit.
The thing I'm most curious about. And I've never really gone on the internet and looked it up.
Yeah.
I will.
What's the information on Stedman?
Stedman.
He's a mystery.
It's her long-term boyfriend.
Yeah, she talk. She doesn't
Stedman
talk about
Graham?
Stedman.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Stedman Graham. She doesn't right. talk about him I'm very much on the show.
I also found his medical dictionaries. What does that mean?
Stedman has his own life and is very accomplished, you know, on his own.
And writing medical dictionaries.
An American educator, author, businessman, and speaker who has served in the United States Army, uh-huh. although he's primarily known as the partner of media mogul Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. And it's so difficult, you know, because...
No, they are married, they're engaged to be married in November 1992, but later decided that they would rather have a spiritual union?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Thank you.
Man, wait a minute, like, I'm going to need Cloud on this spiritual union.
It's a very wild thing.
She has Deepak Chopra on her show, right?
The fuck, what are these words you're saying?
Deepak Chopra is man.
Okay,
he's
yes.
He's Indian, Castelvi. No, that's why there are vowels and consonants. You're not
I thought it was more fucking hippie shit. I didn't
no,
know.
No, he's just
the
he's
show
just
has a lot of chakra.
He's just
very
from another
high in chakra.
Chopra.
He's just from another country.
Okay,
he's
all
actually
right. Stay in his country then.
And
he
so,
actually, co-author of a book coming out. It's like science versus spirituality.
Who wins? Spoil the ending.
What?
But yeah, well, we don't have it because it's coming out, Mark.
Yeah, well, I was hoping maybe someone leaked it.
Science wins with its gunpowder.
Yeah, well, the thing is the more, when you watch Oprah, you know, when I approached this project, I was very skeptical of Oprah, of doing this show and taking on this stuff. I was very skeptical of her, but I have to say there's really something to somebody that is completely open and willing to listen to whatever that person has to say. If there's one thing I can say about her on her show, she lets that person talk. Yeah. You know, Tom Cruise went crazy on her show all on his own. Mm-hmm. He jumped on that couch on his own. Oprah did not say, you know, jump on the couch, Tom. Her question leading into the jump on the couch thing was, you know,
would you ever consider jumping on couch?
It was just, you seem so happy. What's with you being so happy? She asks just honest, straight questions, and then it's the people that go nuts. It's not really her.
I hear she's a bit of a diva.
Yep, that's what I heard.
Well, she's like super. When you're at the status that she's at, like she has her own television network now.
She is
like
a billionaire.
Magazine.
Yeah,
well,
but you'd hate
I
to
have...
see someone that honest, like, or someone who appears to be so honest, like, be that person backstage.
And
you know,
I have my own YouTube channel. I'm part of our own podcast and website.
Yeah,
and,
dude, and you're pretty down to earth.
Yeah, I'm very down to earth. I'd say I'm the most down to earth person on earth.
She, you know, her behavior backstage is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She does have some strict rules in her building and in you know what you do.
Yeah.
But the thing is generally most of them are out of respect for the other employees.
Mm-hmm.
And out of respect for the privacy of those that work there.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of people want to know about Oprah's personal life. And so she has to protect that. I mean, that's... And she's probably the most famous black woman on this planet. I mean, that's pretty...
One of the most famous women, I'd Obama. Say, even.
She could possibly be the most famous woman. And that's pretty wild.
Cleopatra was pretty famous.
Eve.
She has so many followers.
That's true.
But,
not the rapper, but the...
No, the rapper. She's real famous. It's
crazy how famous she is, and that it's just a weird thing. But she, to her credit, she never left Chicago. She never
Except
left
for the last
studio.
Season, right? Didn't they do it all in Australia?
No.
Last week?
That's not what happened.
No, she didn't.
I'm asking.
You know,
he must sound very offended.
And I'm answering.
Sorry, I didn't watch the show.
Well, maybe you should have.
I'm sorry.
Lauren's got this one.
But the thing that sucks that I was always thinking about, if I ever got on the episode where they give something big away, or the my favorite things, and they give it a whole bunch of crap away, you have to, if you want to be legal and whatnot, you have to pay taxes on that crap.
Yeah.
And I always thought, like, oh man, what if I couldn't pay the taxes on it?
Then you
like,
give it away or you donate it.
A lot of times when you
get the stuff you like and donate or give away the things.
A lot of times when you get a prize like that on a show of any sort, you can, instead of getting that prize, you can get the cash value of it. So you,
oh, really?
So you can get the after taxes just cash out of that.
My mother was on Oprah and got a book that she didn't pay any taxes on the book.
Well, the book probably cost under $600
too.
So do guests get paid?
No.
They get taken care of very well.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you stay in a nice hotel.
You stay in a very nice hotel in Chicago. You get very nice food. You get,
you
blown in and out if you're a celebrity or whatever.
Yeah.
You get tons of promotion if you're promoting something.
Yeah. It's
one thing that I really like Oprah about, or I'm most thankful to Oprah about, is the Oprah bra. It is
what?
The best
What's thing. The Oprah bra?
I'm wearing it.
Wait. I don't know what to do next.
What?
This podcast just got awesome.
I guess we walked right into that.
What's
one?
The Oprah bra? Really? What does it do?
My entire life.
What does it do?
It doesn't do anything. It's
Kula
just...
is dead. Killed it.
Oprah's, you were just saying, Brian is very known for talking about women things, and so, she's a bigger lady, she has boobs, and we talk about bras.
Okay,
anyways.
Right, ladies, listen up.
Ladies. Well, she went on National Air a couple times about what's the best bra, and they decided what's the best bra, and Oprah, stamped it as the Oprah bra, and, it's the... Le Mysterie or whatever, bro.
I've never heard this gibberish to me.
No, it's a
gibberish. This is gibberish
and
to
please,
me.
Please talk slower. We are trying to comprehend.
Lauren,
what
in the meantime,
you're describing.
Is
I don't know the Mysterie bra.
Lauren is always staring at Cloud as if she is the anchor in all of this.
Look,
you got this right.
You're talking to one lady, and then there's nine dudes trying to comprehend what's
in
up.
In the chat room right now, Amy Sarah says she's heard of it.
Producer Carolyn, have you heard of
You're
this?
Wearing it right
but,
now.
Our she producer, yes. Carolyn, has heard of such a thing. But
what? You can go into, the fancy bra shops, because it's pretty expensive. You can go into the fancy bra shops and be like, I've heard of the Oprah bra or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, okay. These are, this is the brand, blah, blah, blah. This is what Oprah
said.
So
she talked about it
bra.
On her show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And have, people come in, I don't know who they were, but must have been some type of knowledgeable...
Bra engineer.
So,
it's interesting, because people trust things that have, the Oprah stamp on it, Oprah book club, or,
Well,
things.
Who talked to you about bras?
Oprah.
Who ever told you, where did you learn about
my
bras?
Friends.
Yeah,
right.
My friends,
so
you, maybe my mom, but she was bad at that,
So if your mom is
did
bad
Did you keep
at
that
it,
a secret from your mom, Cloud, when you started wearing bras? Did you keep that a secret?
Mm-hmm.
No, you go to your mom for, training bra, it's fifth grade, but then after that, you just ask your friends.
I mean, that's
Which
crazy,
is the
though.
Me?
That's such a big, that's something that ladies wear every day.
What
and
exactly
that's big
is a
thing,
training
though.
Bra? Is it a shirt?
It's a sports bra. It's a sports bra.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I didn't know what it was.
To train your boobies.
Does it get a slap back?
It's a regular bra, but it has, two wheels on the side.
But nobody, the thing about Oprah is nobody issues girls, a book about what to do with your fucking bra.
There are books out there. I remember having,
But, did you get one? I guess you get a book. I didn't know. So the girls get a book? Did you get a book, Lauren?
I did this on my own. It was a big pink book, and it's everything you want to know as a girl.
I thought it was a book just with pictures of periods.
I have something because you girls do have like there are period books out there and there are like bra books. There should be like my first boner book.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's like every movie though. Every movie is my first boner.
No, it's not their first
boner. It's always
the gag, though. There's nothing to be like
and
serious.
And it's not their first. It's just, here comes another boner.
At my grandmama's funeral. But you have your first boner like when you're born. Like you can get boners all your life.
I guess the first time that you realize something's up.
So the book would be so you've noticed your boner.
So you've
noticed. By Albert Hand.
It's a boner. Hey, that dick looks different today.
So, because there isn't really, like, women have Oprah. They have someone to tell, you know, women about women things, but guys don't necessarily have a guy thing.
We have mansers.
And Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
So you're telling me, you both are telling me that through home improvement and mansers, you have learned
everything. If I had mansers when I was a kid, man, I'd be so different. I'd have a nice job. Wouldn't be talking on a podcast.
I love Mansers and Home Improvement. I just feel like Oprah, like, you know, that's a lot.
It is a shame. It's like a cover. If you're actually getting real adult man advice from Tim the Tool Man Taylor, you're probably doing something. I mean, it's a shame that. Yeah, he's the go-to guy.
Out there? You get life advice from
Maury. Maury's out there.
Perfect segue.
You've been trying to get this in here.
You learned how to mention this through Maury?
He mentioned this on the car ride here. He's like, we're talking about talk shows today. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I'm going to talk about Maury. That's what's going to happen.
All right.
I love Maury.
You have
and here's,
floor.
I think it's
you
actually,
floor,
I think
LP.
It's actually a good tool for kids to use, like teens growing up boys, to learn what not to do. Because everyone who goes on Maury is a complete fuck-up.
Some of them are
But they're different than Jerry Springer.
How is Maury different than Jerry Springer?
You don't fight.
Yeah, because it's not exaggerated. It's like, it feels real. Just because it's like, dude, knocked me up like 8 times. Can you fess up just
it's
once?
It's pretty heightened.
I mean, it is heightened, but just not as heightened as...
I guess they're real, but they're such extreme cases of reality.
Well, so, it sounds like Maury's trying to help them. I don't feel the same way about Jerry Springer.
I feel Maury used to try to help them.
Yeah, now he just watches them.
I think it's kind of like... Hear me out on this one.
Okay.
Maury's like a Jason Bourne film, where it's kind of realistic, but still heightened, where Jerry Springer's like a Michael Bay action movie.
Okay,
I found my first erection book, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's What's Happening to My Body, a book for boys.
I have that.
A growing up guide for parents and sons.
Oh, there you go.
It's $8.
Okay, now,
no, does the book just let you know that your dick's filling up with a lot of blood?
I bet it's classier than that. Although the picture, I'll put this in the chat room. The picture's of like this teen dude who's like, it's just like some big smile, and there's a dude.
The guy with sunglasses.
There's a dude behind him with sunglasses giving him like thumbs up.
Are you
and they're outdoors. What are they doing?
What is this assassin?
Yeah, he does.
Boy, would that be a different world where every time you got a boner, everyone gave you a high five?
Dude, that'd be great.
Dude, nice boner. Hey, way to go.
That's a lot of times you get a high five.
Yeah. I feel like there would be times you'd be reaching over to someone for a high five, and they're like, dude, now?
Lauren,
we're
in
a play.
Like
grandma's funeral.
But I got a boner, dude.
Got a high five.
Did you ever, Lauren, have a computer game, an interactive computer game called Is Either All About Me or like Let's Talk About Me? I think it's called All About Me.
I don't know. Wait, what was it like? Refresh
my memory.
Is it
like a journal or a diary or something?
No, it had all these like
Doom?
I like had blocks on my mind.
Probably like
no, it
Doom
goes through like like lady things, like puberty really? And all this stuff. Yeah, but they're like little interactive games and scenarios and like.
I would have loved that. My mom probably didn't want to.
Where'd
spend
you?
The money.
Where'd you get the game?
Do you get the shotgun?
So did you
use punch?
Did your parents give you this game? Who got
no,
you this game?
I think I was just interested. I think I was curious.
So
like,
you just picked
on?
Up the game yourself?
I think so.
What is it like? What would it say?
It had all these like little categories of like personality, and it's like growing up, and on all these little things, and then you can click on the different categories.
Crap, man.
Did you have to get like multiples of five before something tried to eat you?
What?
There, I'm sure there are numbers in there somewhere. Okay. Yeah, you have like different options. You can do like, oh no, you got your period school. What are you gonna do? Go to the store where the cute boy's working.
Oh no.
What?
Oh no. What's B? Pick B, whatever it is.
And then like you're at the store and it's like,
if it's lava, okay.
Wait, everybody stop. What is this? You get to the you chose the store one time? What happens when you go to the store on your period to see the cute boy?
You can either like get nervous because the cute boy's there and just like forget it, or you can like sneak it in with like Cheetos and other things so you can camp out.
Oh,
or you can just be like, I'm confident, this is what I'm doing, I'm buying these.
Oh my god.
Or like,
cute boy. Oh no. What will he say?
I think
she just
he's very accepting and cool.
Tampons, that's cool, man.
Yeah,
Lisa,
you're ready.
Awesome.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
You know what, Lisa? Seeing you buy those tampons makes my dick fill up with a large volume of blood.
Are you wondering what's happening to your body, Keith?
We need some high fives at the register. All male employees, high fives at the register.
Wow.
I wish when I was a kid, like, someone would just tell me, like, honestly, it's really just, it's filling up with blood.
Yeah, it's also secret. Because
I would rather know. Why should do that?
It's
like when you're a kid, it's
world.
Like what kind of weird magic serum is like emitted from my body that turns something that sometimes is soft and almost invincibly small? Because when you're a child,
I guess it never even
thought to
question it.
So
that's why, like.
Well, what's going on, man?
I guess
what's
I never
happening
even
to my
to
body?
Well,
everybody's at a different stage of thought, I guess. Because
Mandarus is going to tell us what's happening to my body.
Is that the author?
I just seeing this. My first boner book.
Dude,
is one of those.
I'm tweeting it right now. Do it.
Where you put your finger in the back and it's like a puppet?
What?
That's clever.
I tweeted it. So
that's really funny.
I think I put it on the chat room. So you can
wow.
Check it out.
I was gonna
turn it on back to Maury a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maury goes really well with boners. It's fine.
So okay. So LP. So I have not seen much Maury in my life. Really, Maury always seems to be on in the waiting room while I'm like getting my car fixed, and that's about it. For some reason, that's always the case.
Yeah.
Is Maury, is like every episode of Maury a paternity test thing? Does
no,
other
they,
thing?
Do, they no. vary it up. They, that's what the main show is about. So like
okay.
three times out of the week, out of a 5-day week, you're going to get paternity tests. Because to be honest, that's what I want to see.
Okay.
I want to say, I want to hear Maury say, you are the father or you are
sometimes
not.
Sometimes they do the lie detector, though.
Sometimes the lie detector, those
and that's
just,
oh, God, the lie
boring,
detector is ridiculous. That lie detector looks like it's from the 70s, man. That lie detector thing, it looks like it's fucking run on vacuum tubes and steam.
Well, Maury does that Jerry Springer doesn't do. Well, maybe that Jerry Springer does. I haven't seen Springer in a long time, but... they have the wild girls.
Yeah.
Or the my son or daughter is out of control.
Is out of control.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They gotta go to boot camp.
Or my mom dresses too sexy.
Yeah, and there are like phobias. There's always the famous like I have a weird phobia.
Sometimes they'll bring on like weird people, like freaks. They'll have like one.
It's a freak show. It is a freak show.
Once every like 6 months, he'll do a freak show.
what?
It's a televised freak show.
He does.
Wait.
He's away with it.
He has people with like you know physical disabilities. Like there was one girl,
the world's tallest man, the man with the longest fingernails,
like a girl who
with
was
lobster
like born
hands.
With a huge head. Remember that one?
I don't know.
There was one with a.
There was a huge head
like,
lady.
She was like,
I saw
like five
a combo and, one once.
She was 5 years old.
And
it was
a cool
explorer.
I saw it was a freak show, and like my husband is abusive. It was horrible, and I was the most depressing thing ever because this woman. God, I'm sorry about this, guys. This woman was, she was in an accident, and she was physically deformed after that.
Yeah.
And she looked, and it was very, it was terribly sad. But what was worse is the husband just would make was just yelling at her, telling her she's like an idiot in front, like on television, like everyone's crying, and it's just like, this fucking bitch needs to make my soda or whatever.
Make my soda.
Make my soda.
And I, sometimes, how do you make a soda for somebody? You just blow bubbles in their water.
What they do in the show, they have the video of the before the guy comes out, right?
Oh, when he's like, yeah, he's like, man, that girl says she's not dumb. I'm saying she is.
That's literally what they are. And it is, it was just like, I don't care. A woman's place is on the floor. Cleaning my floor. Just, and then like, Lady comes, let's bring out. And then Maury is so cool. He's like, let's bring out.
And he always shakes their hand. As evil and as terrible as they are, he shakes their hand every time. The whole crowd is booing the person, the guest, and like the guest is hating on him.
But
like,
you don't know that.
I guess that's it would be. I guess it you might be considered really offensive if you don't shake somebody's hand. Yeah, like you're just in guests. Front of everyone. You're like, no, you monster.
Is Maury married?
He is the husband.
I don't know if they're still. I know they were married for a while. I
think they're still married. Yeah. Happily. Having a great time.
You know, personally?
Dude,
Maury, does
anyone doubt that Maury's having an awesome time?
I've got to find
out. I'm sure Maury's having a great time. That's the problem. I understand, like, yes, he shakes their hand and whatever, but fucking Oprah sat in a room with women that killed their own children.
Wow.
And, like, sat there and just said, so, why did you kill your child? Yeah. And then she just looked at them and, like, and they had to answer. Jeez. And then she was like, do you feel sad? How do you go through your life? And she'll look him in the eye and she'll just say these things.
I'm not saying Maury's better. Like, yeah. Because, like, Oprah does powerful. She does, she does very powerful things where it's hard
but
to
But I think she also does a lot of silly things. She does all those
she can be fun, too.
She's very silly.
But Maury's just stupid fun. Man.
Right, well, what year do you think Maury was born in?
1938.
He said immediately.
That is immediately close. Did you look at the screen?
No.
He's born in 1939.
He's 71. No way.
Nick Mikula, you get to spike the footballs.
I'm on Wikipedia. He was born in 1939.
Are you serious?
Really? That dude's in his 70s.
That guy's the man.
That's an old Maury.
He was a TV anchor from 1962 to 1983 in Washington, D.C.
What?
And then he was on a television show called A Current Affair.
Yeah, I remember Current Affair. They had that sound that always owned. It was like, wow.
So, yeah, the Maury Povich show has been going on from...
It's like after The Simpsons.
Yes.
It's been going on from 1991.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's over 12. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Oprah used to be in broadcasting before, too.
Yeah, she was a news anchor. And then she got this talk show out here in Chicago that was originally local and then expanded to national syndication.
Isn't there a movie that is, you know, supposedly like the relationship between her and Phil Donahue and I think like maybe Jenny Jones, I want to say, all kind of fighting for this hit show? Am I making this up?
There probably isn't. I just don't know.
I know those people. Like, I know Donahue. I know...
personally?
Well, no, Donahue, I mean, Donahue was the pioneer of the forum. But Donahue was the first real talk show host. Donahue did that.
Killed them. Like, crushed them and like got rid of their shows. Like,
but that took a long time, man. Yeah. Donahue was top dog for a long time. Donahue was real big. Donahue did all of that stuff. He did paternity tests. He did uncomfortable subjects about public health, and he was very bombastic in his stuff. But Oprah, I think what made her win was that she's really real. She's really feeling those feelings, and she always. Whatever they do or however she orchestrates her show, she constantly puts herself in a position to have a discovery. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Nick. Have you had a discovery?
I did. I had a discovery of a question I wanted to ask. Okay. for those of us that were living in Chicago like 2 years ago when it was our last show and she shut down Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that? Because I hated it because I was incredibly late for work and like they had to reroute the entire...
Dude, did work care?
No, they didn't actually. I think
right?
No, yeah.
Like that's what I thought about it. I was like, oh, I'm going to be late, but like everybody...
No one was caring.
Everybody knows. And I feel like... when someone takes over a city like she did, yeah. she shined a spotlight on the city of Chicago. And yeah, people were late for work, but whose boss fucking cared?
She's like, oh,
everybody
sorry,
knew.
Oprah.
It was like when Transformers was filming here. Who, like, what a great excuse. I'm sorry, I'm late to work, Transformers. And then, that's it. That's all you had to say. And everybody knew, you know, they shut down that street and they're blowing up this there. Whatever, man. Our fucking city is getting showcased. Yeah. And yes, we are inconvenienced, but nobody docked my pay. Nobody yelled at me for being late. And my city ended up looking cool. I'm totally all right with that. I don't know anybody that... I know everybody was inconvenienced by her taking over that street, you know?
What did she do on Michigan Avenue? I didn't even
she did 3 days. She did 3 days of shooting.
Yeah.
She did... It was her big... Her
goodbye.
Big... Yeah. Well,
no,
It was the first episode of that final season.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was this big celebration in Chicago, and it was really cool. But God, it was very inconvenient. But I gotta say, you know, any time that you can make your city look cool, like I'll totally do that. I can't wait to shut down streets in Chicago. When
that
we get to do that, I'm
that's
gonna like
that's
we.
Shut it
like, that's
down.
The fastest way to
shut
do it.
Down.
I can do it tomorrow.
Done. But, yeah, like, I can't wait till we get to do that in Chicago. I can't wait until people are late and say, like, Octavarius.
They're killing a lot of people.
They strike again.
They've murdered.
They left behind a bunch of boner books.
That day, Eric and Kathy got to do a shot with Oprah, and I, ever since I heard on the radio that they got to do a shot with Oprah and how cool it was, I've always had kind of
like a
little...
shot of booze.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Do you know?
What did they shoot with Oprah?
What does Oprah drink?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine she drinks.
Okay,
like black
I'm like an Oprah fan now.
Drinks unicorn blood.
She's not Voldemort.
Oh,
God damn it!
How did she get so powerful?
Then she'd have to be in a half-life. What kind of life is that?
Yeah, she...
She who must not be named was not going to be talked about.
You already
she
forgot.
Lives in seven places. Like, it's like a Horcrux thing.
She's ubiquitous. She's ubiquitous.
I forgot to talk about this. You know, a big thing with her is her weight and how it fluctuates.
That's
like
the biggest
so
thing.
Interesting
yeah.
to, and
yeah.
like,
to,
relatable to just people. Because, like, people do that. People fluctuate in weight all the time. That's what... It's like the biggest struggle.
But she's getting up there and talking about it, like real openly.
Does she talk about it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's...
She had the wheelbarrow full of her fat that
what?
Time.
Really?
Yeah, they had... They
is
had,
there a video? I'll look it up.
Yes. I for this show, Castelvi, I bought the Oprah box set DVDs.
I've noticed the Oprah box
I
set.
I see it.
Yes. Yeah, it's right next to the wrestling DVDs. And in the Oprah box set, they have, actually, that video where she wheels out the fucking wheelbarrow of fat. And it is... And she's like, this is what was in me. And this is part of my...
And you
life.
All get a piece!
Was it from like a liposuction or a procedure? That
no, she didn't have a procedure. No, she lost the weight. That was the thing. She was like, this is how much fat I have lost.
Okay, because I was trying to... Everyone kept saying, a wheelbarrow full of her fat, and Brian said, this is the fat that was in me.
I know, right?
Yeah,
that's
wild,
too.
Like,
well, no, it wasn't the actual fat, because this was... This is before...
Like a dead pig.
I know that on diet shows now, like when we watch Biggest Loser, they do that now. But Oprah was one of the first shows to actually do that.
She's the pioneer of a wheelbarrow of fat.
But she's the pioneer of a lot of that shit, Tins.
Yeah.
Like a condom on a banana and shit. Like
for
the,
real?
These,
no way.
These, well,
someone
it wasn't Oprah doing it. But like these things,
cliches that we see in presentations now, and even Oprah episodes are played in like health class.
I feel like I need to watch like all these episodes and catch up.
See, it's crazy. Like
Nicole goes shaking his head.
Did you find out her drinks, Gun?
Yeah, according to Kathy's blog, it was tequila.
Nice. I want to do a tequila shot with Oprah.
Dude, how rad would that be? And you know, Oprah has a lot of really cool friends. Oprah's friends with Maya Angelou, who comes on the show fairly often.
Love Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
She knows why the cage bird sings.
Probably some other stuff, too.
And Oprah's, like, whenever Oprah likes somebody, the rest of the world, like, automatically starts to like that person.
I couldn't agree to that.
It's
Oprah or likes dislikes. Them, I'm
like, yeah, I totally like it.
But I feel like, yeah, like, if Oprah says someone's cool, like, I'll probably be more cool with that person. Because I really think Oprah's a good judge of character.
And then that A Million Little Pieces thing.
Oh, man. What a fucktard, huh? Oprah was pissed.
You lied to Oprah.
What? How can you lie to Oprah?
Dude, you lied to Oprah.
Do you know about the guy that lied to Oprah?
I only know about it through the South Park episode.
So there is this dude who wrote this book called A Million Little Pieces, and it was about his terrible struggle with addiction and how he overcame it, and it was epic. And all of the visuals, I mean, it was a very well-written piece of fiction. But it was all bullshit.
Wow.
And so he went on Oprah, like, talking about this, and he was fucking selling it. He sold it hard, and he sold it to become, like, a multimillionaire.
Wow.
And Oprah was crying, just loved this dude. And Oprah believed him.
Oh.
Like, that's a, like, she, in her shows, and that's,
well, everyone,
like, what makes
no
her
one
so.
No one knew, right? No one knew prior.
No
to
one
that.
Knew, but Oprah, but, like, Oprah in her shows makes herself so vulnerable that, like, she'll just fucking weep at your story because she loves you so much. She just believes in you. And she believed in this dude that lied to her, and then she found out.
How
did it come out that he was lying?
Wait, someone, I got it. I'll figure it out.
Okay. It was just found out some of the stories he told. Like, there was one story that happened to someone else or something like that.
Yeah, I thought that someone looked into it, and he was just not there.
Oh, man.
Like, at the time. Because I think my mom read the book, because my mom is an avid Oprah fan.
Mine is and, a big thing with moms.
Yeah, of course. And or just middle-aged women. They found that apparently there's some part, like he was kidnapped or something because of his drug addiction. He was on he woke up on a plane or some fucking, some crazy shit. And then he was saying it was real the whole time. And then after 6 week long investigation, the Smoking Gun published an article on January 8th, 2006 called A Million Little Lies.
Wow.
The article described fabrications in Phrase, the author's account of his drug abuse experiences, life, and criminal record.
I can't believe you would do that.
No, I can. Why not?
What
why
an evil mastermind. What,
yeah, like,
what a horrible person to write a piece of fiction and sort of be a dick to promote it and make thousands of dollars.
But
thousands
is,
even.
Yeah. But the thing is that you did it, like, part of it is people just get very upset because Oprah opens herself up so much
and
allows herself to be so vulnerable. So, like, if you fuck with Oprah, people get upset.
Yeah, dude.
But then what does she do? She brings him back on.
She brought him back.
She brought him back on.
Yeah. And then yelled at him, right?
Wow.
No, she didn't yell at him.
Oh, only in the South Park did that happen.
Yeah.
So that's literally all I'm going off right now.
No, she did not yell at him. She just sat with him and had a conversation just on television, like, so what did you think you were going to accomplish when you lied to me that day? You know, what made you lie? And she just asked him things that everyone wanted to know. And she just dealt with it. And then he just talked to her, and then she talked about her feelings. But it was really just letting the dude talk again. I mean, yeah, he was going to sell more books, but whatever. Now, it was great television. Oprah, we got to see Oprah deal with that. And we deal with that as we watch Oprah. Like, we see ourselves in her. It's weird.
Well, she has a... Well, this is all stemming from... She has a very famous book club. Is
that what I
understand? Like, any book that goes on her show is immediately, top-selling book of all time or whatever.
Yeah, we'll even have like the little stamp of as seen on Oprah
Yeah.
So, you get the Oprah bump.
So why wouldn't you lie to get that if you're trying to get your book out there?
Because like, that
book as a fiction book would never be on Oprah.
Yeah. True.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
And so,
what about Ellen DeGeneres? I'm just
Segway.
Have you guys heard about this lady named Ellen?
Oh, what about Ellen? Look up Ellen on Wikipedia.
I love Ellen, but Ellen is not Oprah. Ellen is Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen is a whole different.
These are all facts.
Ellen's a goofball. Here in the Octobarians podcast.
But you know, there are a lot of. But Castelvi, there are a lot of people that make talk shows and they try to be someone else. How many shows have you seen come on, like shitty talk shows that come and go that try to be Maury and aren't Maury? There's so many shows that try to be Jerry Springer and aren't Jerry Springer, and then they just come and go.
Well, I don't watch daytime television, these shows. Like, I didn't know. Is
You're not
Ellen
home during the day? Who's home during the day?
I am. Yeah,
like, you guys see these things, right?
No, I'm working on stuff.
Yeah. LB, you do.
Well, now with cable, we can watch whatever we want in the daytime.
Yeah, but it's usually more your cheaters, dude.
Yeah, cheaters is great.
Jesus.
We're going to do a whole show on cheaters.
When you give me the remote, it's either cheaters or more.
That's right, man. I love it.
I don't think I've ever watched more cheaters or Maury in my life than in the time that I've spent with you, LP.
Oh, dude,
I've
cheaters
say.
Is fucking the shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's just complete trash TV.
Remember when the host of Cheaters got stabbed?
Oh, no, I forgot about that. I did.
Oprah never got stabbed. The host of Cheaters got stabbed.
One of the coolest television moments in history. The host gets stabbed.
Wait, on television?
Can we find it?
Yes, we can.
I've never seen this either.
I've never heard of this.
Then immediately...
See, Castelvi, you were playing it off like everybody knew.
Yeah,
I can't believe you guys. I thought the world knew.
So this scene takes place on a boat. It's like a boat chase.
Can you explain what Cheaters is? Everyone knows what Cheaters is.
Everyone knows what Cheaters is, yes?
Kind of.
So, yes.
You should watch
Somebody
Cheaters.
Will think their spouse is cheating on them, so they'll hire Cheaters, who is a private investigator, to like find out and get information to see if they're cheating.
And then confront them, usually.
Yeah.
And then they confront them like with lots of cameras.
And lots of
security. Like, immediately, like red-handed with the person.
Right, right.
So,
and they
you already got it on? You're always showing the stabbing right here.
So, Joey Griffin, this encounter takes place on a boat, so they take their boat out and go meet them, because the guy is cheating on his girlfriend.
So the cheater's boat comes up to the actual guy that is cheating with the lady.
Right, to his boat. They board his vessel.
And like pirates.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Dude, it's great.
And they're like, what did you do that for? Or like, you know, why did you cheat on her? We have video evidence.
You got stabbed in the gut, dude.
There's a scuffle, and then the guy just stabs Joey Greco, who is like a hero. And Joey Greco just falls. He's like, he's bleeding. You see the blood.
Oh, yeah, there he is, man.
Flipped over the boat. That's great.
Well, you should know what you're getting into.
Yeah, dude, fuck yeah. It made Joey Greco's like career. Oh, he's all stabbed and bloody. Ah, gross. Joey Greco, stay awake. You gotta get through this. You're gonna have a great career.
He could have died.
He's not by a hospital.
Like,
well, they have another
boat.
You can show it to them.
Is he still doing Cheaters, or what is he doing?
He's still the host.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the second host.
Now wears body armor.
Now they have more bodyguards come with
him. Whatever show this guy does, like, I'll watch it, because like, I saw him get... I love it. Like, one of the things that's so fascinating about talk show hosts is, like, a good talk show host has to be so open and vulnerable in the moment that they might get fucking stabbed.
Yeah. You know?
Well, what's great about...
And then we see that, and we're like, yeah, man, I don't know what I would do.
Joey Greco just eggs on this. He's like totally like
he does.
He's perfect at being,
but
a
he kid. Doesn't. He's not. He doesn't do it angrily
the whole
though.
Situation.
I don't feel
no.
like he does it with like emotion. I feel like he just asks the questions
no,
that
absolutely.
We want to know, like Oprah does. I feel like Joey when he confronts the cheaters, he says like, so why are you doing this?
Well, it's never, that. Like, it's like let's say the girl's name is Sarah. It's like Sarah wants to know why you've been doing this.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, why have you been doing this?
You've been lying this whole time. When were you going to tell him that you had a girlfriend of 2 years?
Yes.
Like, and it's just like, oh, God. And then fights break out all the time. It's like, oh,
but
he doesn't
say it as incendiary. Like,
no,
you were saying it
because there was
a lot
another
of
guy.
The first host was the guy who was just like,
who's
he was
not
no
Joey Greco.
He was not
yeah.
Joey Greco.
But Joey Greco asks...
No, that's why he's not.
If he had only lived...
Joey Greco asks the question, he just says, you know, Sarah wants to know why you were cheating on her. You have been doing this for 2 years.
When did you get a boat?
When did you, yeah.
Whose money paid for that?
And he doesn't say it, like, angrily. And then they're, like, confronted with this, and then all they can think of is to stab Joey.
Well, sometimes, like, yeah. Well, sometimes he gets indignant because they get in his face.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of them get in his face.
Because he's like, but he's like, I didn't do this. I was hired because your girlfriend or boyfriend wanted to know if you were cheating.
Yes.
But he'll get in their face and be like, I got nothing to do with this, man. He just wants to know. That's what's up.
Yeah. And that's it.
Does he ever, like, is there ever cases where they weren't cheating and then the person's like, pissed off that they thought they were cheating.
Well, the episode sometimes. There's one that I saw one. Like that. I've only seen one. Such a boring episode. Because you don't want to see that, so I'm sure they'd never put those on air. There was one where there was like an older couple and they lived in Arkansas and the girl was like, she's gone for hours, and they followed him and they're like, yeah, he's just like going to work.
Don't you know that he works?
Great, man.
When'd you get a job? Sarah wants to know.
Secret job.
It's like, yeah, he was cheating. He was just like, going to work or something.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that's the crazy thing about these daytime shows is, like, you have to have something that's entertaining. And so it always makes it seem like, you know, everybody is on the verge of getting killed by something.
Uppy, I got some terrible news about the show Cheaters.
Oh, no, it's
man. You might change your whole perspective on the show.
Is it all accurate?
It's controversy. It's controversy. In 2002, the Houston Press tracked down several individuals who said they were paid $400 per show by one of the detectives of the agencies to act on the show.
Oh, no.
They were paid $50 per referral to refer other actors, dude.
That's
they deny. The show investigators denies that he staged... Oh, no, I just scrolled. That he staged anyone's scenario and further added that he does not need to be so based on the number of inquiries the agency... What is he saying? Whatever.
So you're saying that there's controversy that it might be
that and some of it might be staged.
You know, that's fine.
Dude, they can stage whatever. He got fucking stabbed.
He did get stabbed.
He got stabbed. That was real. The stabbing was real.
I have that right here.
Shows are they're paid. They actually file a claim in the small court or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they hire... Like, they get paid to reenact it, and then they just split the settlement. Or whoever wins, they split it.
Oh, so these are trials that have already happened? Is that what
you're
saying?
They're, like, trials that...
Because of Quiz Show.
What?
I just wanted to mention Quiz Show.
Quiz Show is a great movie.
I love Quiz Show.
Just a quick, to marry the two topics.
That's a whole other show and a whole other week.
Yeah, whoever, like, is supposedly wins on the show, and, like, if Judge Judy or whoever is like, okay, you get $5,000, they're actually, like, splitting that money.
That's true.
They're all kind of, like, paid.
Just quick, Joey Greco appeared on the Maury Povich Show and was ranked number 2 by E's Entertainment 101 Craziest TV Moments, which is the stabbing incident.
Yeah, of course.
Huh. What was crazier than that?
I don't know. It's got to be fucking big. Don't make me go there, Mark.
You got to go now.
All right, man. I'm on it. See
you later. While he's on that, you guys know what makes great daytime television no matter what?
What?
Just turning on NBC and watching a good round of golf.
Is it that time already?
Hey,
it's about that time.
By the way, NBC, you're welcome.
NBC's getting the Octavarius bump.
You are fucking welcome, NBC.
Don't let all the blood rush your dick so quick.
Well, when I'm watching NBC, I usually watch it for golf so I can pick up some tips, but I haven't gotten some good ones from them.
No, not lately. They're just not doing it for
me. Well, where
could
someone like me, or LP even, get some good golf tips?
I guess we might get them from
Cloud's Golf Tips.
Make best friends with your golf ball. Be open and vulnerable to it. Ask your golf ball questions like, what's your favorite food? Where do you like to go in your leisure time? And then, after you've befriended it, you gotta turn to that ball's face and say, I'm about to abuse you. And you hit it. And then you do it all over again.
This has been
Clouds Golf Tips.
1, 2, 3.
Horse racing.
Shark.
That was
I found out the number one. You're not going to believe this. The number one E's craziest television moment Tom above Cruise. The Joey Greco getting stabbed. And Mikula bet it was going to be Munich, which is incorrect. It is actually Tom Cruise jumps on Oprah Winfrey's couch.
Boom, shakalaka. So I'll see you bitches Sunday.
Man was stabbed.
Man,
Oprah's couch is
before big. That, but after before Joey Greco was anal bleaching on Dr. 90210. So I don't know what that means.
Wait, Joey Greco again?
No, that was Dr. 90210.
Oh.
There was no anal bleaching on Cheers.
Although there was some domination.
It could have, man. There was
someone's getting their anus bleached while they get found out as a cheater. That's terrible.
Dude, Tom Cruise.
I'd stab somebody then.
It's above the Michael Jackson verdict, too, and shit.
Oh,
man,
wow.
He's stupid. Jason,
yes, that was. I heard about that a bunch when it happened.
Tom Cruise then.
E's stupid.
Guys, fuck you, E. I feel lost in a sea of talk shows and information. I just really need someone to tell me what's going on, you know?
Sounds like you need some fun.
Oh, well, if you needed fun, you could always go to Uncle Fun, which is a great quirky store just about on the corner of Southport and Belmont here in sunny Chicago. They have
Chicago, Florida. Wait, is it sunny?
Uncle Fun has a variety of games, pranks, books, toys, costumes, absolute nonsense that is always guaranteed for some amount of fun.
Didn't you buy a Santa costume there one time?
You did buy that Santa costume there, didn't you?
That was like awful.
But
it was awesome.
Are all of these things at Uncle Fun expensive? Like, what if I spent $10,000 or more on Uncle Fun?
What?
Well, then you'd have to get some advice from Nick Mikula.
Thank
Nick
you.
Mikula's
seven words of wisdom.
Where are my goats? American.
I guess that's been kind of, sort of, Nick Mikula's seven words.
I had five.
I was counting the us,
run,
and there were two of them.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, he's running away.
Oh, those were my seven.
There
run fools.
Nick Mikula has literally left the studio. So I guess that's going to just about do it for us today. But if you're listening live on the website at octavarius.com, just know that our Oprah show or the BWO show is going to be this Sunday at Comedy Sports at 7 p.m., so hope to see you there. Everyone else, check out our shows every Sunday at 7 p.m. at Comedy Sports. They're a lot of fun.
Especially you, Amanda
Thanks
Michelle.
Thanks for coming out to that Octopalooza.
That was a great time.
What a great show.
Great fun time.
Scott said it was a good show.
If you couldn't make it out there for Octopalooza, check back on the website sometime later this week. We're going to try and... we should try and get some of these songs out so you can hear, if for nothing else, then for you guys to hear how awesome this band was. Quantum Soul Theory was just phenomenal, I thought, at the show.
Yeah. And Jason Raymond.
That was like a dream come true, seeing...
Yeah, I'll get that shit online by the end of the week.
That was awesome.
So, until next time, that does it for us. Have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
I'm gonna run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.